This is Insight on WRKF. I'm Amy Jeffries. No matter what your perspective on marriage, it has been a remarkable week. Kenneth Upton is a lawyer for Lambda Legal and lead counsel for the plaintiffs in the Robichaux case that challenged Louisiana's ban on same-sex marriage. How has your week been, Ken?
It's been a week full of just fast-paced joy and happiness, and it wasn't that long ago that same-sex couples couldn't get married hardly any place. And so even after the Supreme Court ruled, as was expected at the end of June, I still think people were a little bit shocked and waiting to see how fast it would really play out.
The Louisiana marriage case, the Robichaux case, was argued before the Fifth Circuit Court in January, but was basically put on hold, right, pending the Supreme Court's decision.
Actually, they didn't formally put it on hold. At the time the oral argument occurred on January, I think it was January 9th, the Supreme Court hadn't taken any cases. So I think when the oral arguments took place, we thought there was a pretty good chance the court might go ahead and issue an opinion, even if the Supreme Court ultimately decided to resolve it once and for all. The thinking being that the panel might want to have their opinions weighed with the opinions of all the other circuits that had made a decision. It became apparent as we got toward April that it was unlikely they would rule.
Is the Robichaux case all finalized now? Is it all said and done?
It's a done deal, except for determining how much the state is going to have to pay in attorney's fees to all the people who were challenging the law. So yes, as far as the merits of the case, it is final.
Explain a little bit about what came down from the Fifth Circuit in the Robichaux case to put it to bed, if you will.
Sure. The court had asked, at the beginning of the week, had asked all of the attorneys involved in the case to file an advisory letter explaining our position of what should happen next in light of the Supreme Court's ruling last week. Both sides agreed that the Supreme Court's ruling resolved all of the issues, and the only thing left for the Court of Appeals to do was apply it to the specifics of the Louisiana case and to reverse Judge Feldman, who was the trial judge in the case, and send it back to him with instructions that he should enter a final judgment in favor of the plaintiffs that would enjoin all of the state officials from relying on the marriage ban and excluding same-sex couples from marrying as a result. So that was what we had suggested, and we filed those on Tuesday evening of this week. And on Wednesday evening, around 5 o'clock, the Court of Appeals issued just a short order saying that the Obergefell case, which was a Supreme Court case, was dispositive of all of the issues in the case, and that as of a result of that case, states could no longer preclude same-sex couples from getting married or refuse to recognize their marriages validly entered into in another jurisdiction.
And once the Fifth Circuit said that on Thursday morning, Judge Feldman issued a final judgment in the Robichaux case. Is that right?
That's right. It was again a couple of pages of orders, but the bottom line is it granted full relief to the plaintiffs, and it made sure that the state was now issuing marriage licenses across the state, made sure that the state officials were not interfering with that. It made sure that the other ways in which marriage affects your interaction with the state were also protected, your filing status with the state income tax bureau, the ability to get birth certificates with both parents named on it. I mean, those types of things were all included in the order.
It looked like Louisiana was going to wait, at least until the Fifth Circuit ruled, which it now has, before it started issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. But that is not what happened.
It is not. Well, my understanding, Jefferson Parish was actually the first one to start issuing licenses. And I think some of the clerks, either through pressure outside or from perhaps talking with some of their own attorneys, realized that they actually were at great risk of being sued, and if they were sued, were likely to face substantial damages for not complying with the Supreme Court's order. So They were in an awkward position, and I think it only took one to start issuing them before many did within a few days.
Louisiana still has a constitutional amendment banning the marriage of same-sex couples on the books, but that is now unenforceable, correct?
That's right. It is as of Thursday morning, it is absolutely unenforceable.
So where does that leave us in Louisiana? Among other things, there is a suit still pending that Louisiana filed against the Federal Department of Labor for changing its Family and Medical Leave Act policy to extend benefits to same-sex spouses.
Yeah, I suspect that's going to go away very quickly. Texas was involved in that as well. And I think that this will probably render that claim moot. Now, there may be some other, there may be some administrative challenges to the way that was enacted, but to the extent that it is intended to override a state restriction on marriage, and that's the thing they're complaining about, then that's no longer a valid justification for challenging the law.
Ken Upton is a lawyer with Lambda Legal. He joined me from his office in Texas. It's great to talk with you.
Thank you very much.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.